The blame game. Genesis chapter 3, as we read it here this morning, is where everything started to go wrong for mankind. Up to this point, God had made man in his own image, and God had given Adam the responsibility of taking care of the Garden of Eden. There was only one stipulation, that he wasn't to eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Apart from that, all was there for his use and for his own blessing. God looked and said it wasn't good for the man to be alone, and so he formed Eve out of a rib from the side of Adam. And the Bible says in verse 24 of chapter 2, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. Up to this point, all's good. In fact, it's very good. The Bible says, as God looked at what he'd made, he said it was all very good. But then comes the challenge and the resultant fall of man. By the way, I believe these are literally true. I don't know whether you do this morning, but I believe this is a literal account. I was talking to a man during the week, and he said, look, he said, what I'd like you to do is just be a little less dogmatic about Genesis. He said, I think you need to be this little, don't be so literal about how you view it. And I said, well, I've really got a choice to make. It's either all or nothing. So it's either all true or none of it's true. I'm not prepared to just take a little bit of it, because then I'm in trouble as to which part's true and which part's not. I said, I believe it's all true. He said, well, there's no evidence to support it. I said, well, there's much evidence to support it. I said, if you look at the internal evidence alone, there is plenty to support it. And he said, well, I don't think so. I think maybe those 6 days, I don't think they were literally 6 days. I said, well, if they weren't 6 days, what were they? He said, well, it could have been just any period of time. I said, no, it couldn't have been that. I said, the internal evidence tells us that it couldn't be that. When God spoke to Moses and the children of Israel, he said to them regarding the Sabbath keeping, he said, I want you to keep the Sabbath. He said, this is an everlasting covenant between me and the children of Israel forever. But he said, I want you to do something. He said, I want you to work 6 days, and then I want you to rest for one day as I did in the beginning when I created the heavens and the earth. See, the man had said there was no witness as to what happened before the sixth day when Adam was made. I said, well, God was his own witness. So he said to Israel, I did it in 6 days and rested on the seventh, and I want you to follow that pattern. Oh, I said, and furthermore, you get into the New Testament, the Lord Jesus confirmed the account of Adam and Eve. And he quoted from the book of Genesis, literally. The Apostle Paul quoted from the book of Genesis as a literal account of Adam and Eve. And those things that had taken place there. Peter spoke about creation. And on it goes. I said, the internal evidence says that we must believe that it's literally true. And so I said, that's where I stand on it. I said, outside that, we have external evidence as well. We spoke a little bit about that. So I say that because I kind of like to get that off my chest every now and then. It's just a blessing to know that we have the Word of God. It's not a fairy tale. It's not an allegory. He said, I think it's an allegory. I said, no, it's not an allegory. I said, it is literally true. Well, the scientists, and we won't go down that track, but I said, well, the scientists haven't proved anything. By the way, I did ask him about that Big Bang that they were supposed to be practicing over in Switzerland or Sweden or wherever it was. I said, what was the go with that? I said, I understand it was a failure. Oh, no, he said, it was money well spent. He said, they're going to do it again. They will discover something. I said, what are they going to discover? He said, well, they'll discover something that'll be useful. I said, well, let me tell you something. Even if they get this Big Bang, whatever it is, to work, how does that prove the evolution theory? Oh, he said, I said, just a minute. He said, there's nobody alive today to tell us what were the conditions when that Big Bang took place, whatever that was. He said, well, that's true. I said, therefore, it's not science, okay? Said, what they're doing is scientific. They're trying to get some atoms to collide or something. I said, but they don't know what happened. I said, they're just guessing, and that's not science. He said, well, what's the alternative? I said, the alternative is that there is a God who created all things like we're talking about. He said, well, maybe God created evolution. I said, that's not what he said he did. He created literally in 6 days. I said, you check back through the genealogies. He said, what's that? I said, you go back through the book of Luke, and you trace from the Lord Jesus back, and it goes back, 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 back. Who was the son of? Who was the son of? And you go back, it says Adam, who was the son of God. So God, in his word, traces the genealogy from himself down through Adam and down through to the Lord Jesus. I said, you can't take it any other way. Well, you can, but I said, that's no good to me. I said, I'm either in or out. So we had quite a discussion. But it's a blessing to know and be confident that we have the word of God and that it's literally true. And we got into, I'll just digress one more moment. We got into the book of Revelation. He said, well, the book of Revelation, he said, that's a future thing. And he said, there's no way that you can know that's true. I said, well, that's an interesting thing. I said, let's have a look. I said, you got a Bible there? And he pulled out a little New Testament. I mean, just a little one. I said, oh, dear. Didn't have my glasses with me. I said, boy, this is going to be interesting. So he's talking to me about one thing. I'm trying to decipher this little book. He's talking to me. So I listened to him. I said, just a minute. Wait till I get it. I pulled out my New Testament, which was about that much bigger all round. So just fractionally bigger, the print. And I could guess a lot of what was there. So because I've read it a few times. And so I went to Revelation chapter 11. I said, have a look at this. We've got two witnesses. And they're in Jerusalem, and they're going to be there for 3.5 years, and then they're going to die, and their bodies are going to lie in the streets of Jerusalem for 3.5 days, and the whole world will see it, and the whole world will rejoice that they're dead because they've been a trial for the world because of their testimony for the Lord. I said that at the end of the 3.5 days, the Bible says in Revelation 11 that they will stand up on their feet, they'll have life given back to them, and then they'll ascend up into heaven, and the whole world will watch it happen. He said, oh, my. I said, yeah. I said, how about that? I said, what about 50 years ago? What do you think people would have said? An allegory. How could that happen? How could the whole world see two men in Jerusalem go up into heaven? I said, but today, could that happen? Oh, yeah. I said, so maybe that's literally true. He said, yeah. I said, then you read on a chapter or two and it talks about a one world leader, and that one world leader is going to be a political leader, and he is going to bring the whole world into subjection, and those people in the world at that time will be faced with a decision. Either they take what we call the mark of the beast. He said, you will take my mark. If you don't take it, you'll lose your life. I said, now, think about this. This mark, the Bible says there in the book of Revelation, will be such that people will be identified, but they will not be able to buy or sell without the mark of the beast. It'll be either on their forehead or it'll be on their wrist. I said, question, could we do that today with the science you're talking about? He says, we could. I said, there's another literal account in the book of Revelation, which you said you can't know anything about. Oh, sorry. So from Genesis to Revelation, it's all true. Now, yes, there's symbolism, and yes, there's types and things like that, but it's all literally true, praise the Lord.